This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. Bam! WFAN.
Well, we're going to make this a good Friday evening, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartan. I'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up until 2 a.m. here in New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Alex Azarm and I are live right here in Lower Manhattan in the shadow of the World Trade Center. 888-808-1019. But you already had that in your phone, right? Call me up. Be part of the conversation tonight. And not a good night for both the Mets and the Yankees, both losing pretty badly. The Mets lost 8-4 to the Cincinnati Reds. They had a chance right at the end. Lindor, with the bases loaded, coming up to bat in the final frame there. Six-pitch at-bat ended in a flyout to second base. Womp, womp. Bases loaded and everything, too. Game over, Mets lose 8-4. Yankees lost 7-3 to the Atlanta Braves. And man, oh man, where do we even start? I think we start here with this Yankees game. Yorvit Vivas ended, as you just heard in Marco's update, ended the top of the third inning. Okay? Bellinger flew out to right field. Vivas did not slide into third base, and the inning, like this, like magic, poof, the inning was over. What are you taught in Little League? Don't make the final out at third base, right? Well, I guess Vivas skipped Little League ball because he didn't know that rule. And as a result, he kept the bat out of the hands of Aaron Judge with runners in scoring position, which would have been him there at second base. You and I have talked about how deadly, really, Aaron Judge is when runners, there are runners in scoring position when he's at the plate. We've examined it last week. So to take the bat out of his hands in that situation, to get thrown out, you just can't do it. You just can't do it. As a player, how do you not slide in that spot? As a base coach, Luis Rojas did everything he could to tell him to slide. He was like fanning the ground, pointing to Rojas's left. And Vivas, he wasn't even looking at him. He wasn't even looking at Rojas. Are you kidding me? On a play like that? The mental mistake led to the physical mistake. And as a manager, how do you not give him the come here finger and park his butt on the bench for the rest of the game. He was moping around the dugout. You can't have that. Of course, then, the next inning, I believe it was the next inning. I didn't write it down. Line drive, ground ball sort of line drive thing, low line drive, right by him into the corner and left field. I mean, it was just one thing after another, the base running, the fielding. I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good showing. And if it were me coaching that team, I would have parked his butt on the bench. And even though, who's worse, Vivas or Peraza? They're both one and the same, but at least Peraza gives you better defense and better base running. I would have parked Vivas's butt right there on the bench next to me for the rest of the game. And for the Yankees, particularly that moment was the point of no return. Over their last 14 road games, they are 2-12. On the season, on the road, 23-25. That is not good. That is not good. And the Yankees, in their current state, are not good enough to overcome these types of mistakes. They're just simply not good enough. We spin to the Mets now. We roll over to the Mets. Sean Manaea, in his first start of the season tonight. So make this make sense to me. He came into the game and he was stretched out at the minor league level to 73 pitches. Okay, remember that number, 73. Okay. He threw just 69 pitches before Mendoza gave him the hook tonight. Why? These numbers, these imaginary, made-up numbers. And shame on you, Carlos Mendoza, for knowing what this bullpen is. And you yanked him after just 69 pitches. Okay? You look at what Manaea put together. Besides the solo home run, he pretty much had a stressless start and a 2-1 lead. And Mendoza this is another thing. Mendoza compounded the boneheaded decision to take Manaea out, and he compounded it. Are you ready for this? Wait for it. He brought in Alex Carrillo with his 13.50 ERA. What was he thinking? He couldn't find the strike zone. He threw just 16 strikes, five earned runs on three home runs. I mean, maybe this guy should have been throwing to Jazz Chisholm Jr. in the home run derby the other night. He was serving him up all over the place. Shame on you, Carlos Mendoza. For the Mets tonight, that was the point of no return. The point where Mendoza pulled Manaea and stuck in Carrillo. The game was over. Now, Brooks Raley was active today. He's back from Tommy John surgery rehab. I know it's been since April of last season, but can someone tell Carlos Mendoza he's back? Can someone let Mendoza know that he's got better options in the bullpen than the guy he brought in to cough up the game tonight? After just 69 pitches of relatively stress-free pitching, no less. Absolutely mind-numbing. And that loss was squarely on the shoulders of Carlos Mendoza tonight. There is no other way to slice this. Terrible losses for both the Mets and the Yankees tonight. The therapy phone lines are open, 888-808-1019. I'm Danielle McCartney. You know what? Let's get right to it. Let's go to Moose in Jamaica. Hi, Moose.
What's going on, Danielle? How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm chilling. I realize with the bullpen game and the Schlittler and whatever rooms John Heyman. So I know that the Yankees are planning roster moves, aligning their rotation, and getting trade talks serious. So this is once again a transition period. So I'm not concerned. And on that note about the Yankees, supposedly whatever trade rumor Don Heyman, I think, is reporting on YouTube with the Diamondbacks, what else is there going to be for the bullpen? because, you know, like, so is it going to be Cashman picking up spare parts from other clubs, throwing them in the outpitching lab, or having them work with Matt Blake, and then they become Clay Holmes for two seasons? I don't know. Maybe you can clarify that for me.
Yeah, look, M. Moosen, thanks for the call there. I mean, we could talk trade deadline stuff all you want. I mean, typically, see, the Yankees bullpen isn't good enough to do this bullpen type game. I don't like it. When I saw Ian Hamilton on the probable pitchers, because I was refreshing it. I was like, all right, who's pitching for the Yankees today moving forward? I saw Ian Hamilton. I put my head in my hands, and I was like, okay, so this is going to be a long game tonight, and the Yankees are going to lose. Like, the Yankees bullpen, as currently constructed, is not good enough to win a game against Spencer Strider. I mean, it's just not good enough. And you wanted to give Warren an extra day? After just having the all-star, I mean, that doesn't compute in my mind either. So as far as what Cashman is going to do, look, the one thing about Brian Cashman, he has a way to find bullpen pieces that work. Whether I guess the number one thing that he and Matt Blake look at is ground ball, the ability to induce ground balls. Because I talked to Matt Blake in the Yankee dugout years ago when I believe it was Andrew Haney I was asking him about, and he was like, yeah, we just love the fact that he throws a lot of ground balls. He keeps the ball on the ground, and so I do have confidence in Brian Cashman to go ahead and pick through the market and figure out which bullpen arms would be best for this team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, if he does it, we'll wait and see. But I do have the confidence that he will do it. And it's really, this bullpen this year is quite, I'll be honest, it's quite uncharacteristic for Brian Cashman. I mean, that is usually the strength of this team. I don't think, what's his name, Luke Weaver. I don't think Luke Weaver is back to 100%. I think he rushed himself back. He told himself and others that he was good to go. He got out on the mound and he was like, oh boy, I am actually not good to go. Jonathan Loaisiga looks like a shell of himself. So this bullpen situation needs to be figured out at the deadline, no doubt about it. And based on his track record in doing so and constructing it, I do have a confidence in Brian Cashman that he can get it done, actually. So let's go to Kevin in Camden. Hi, Kevin.
What's up, Coach? How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm a little annoyed with, more than a little bit annoyed with the Mets. I'm kind of like, you know, I'm kind of feeling the same way you were feeling, a little fired up.
Yep.
This is definitely a Mendoza. I'm going to start with that. Look, like, this is the Mets just, I don't know if it's an organizational thing, but they don't even call up the right prospects. I mean, look, you got McLean, you got Sproat,
yes.
You got Tong down there,
yep.
And you call up this kid Carrillo.
Come on now.
I mean, seriously, like, those guys are sitting there, and you're putting this kid out there who looks like a deer in headlights the way he pitched tonight. I mean,
look, this, and Kevin, you know my feelings on this. David Stearns, small market Stearns, as far as I'm concerned, he has two starting pitchers in that minor league system that were ready a month ago, and he refused to bring them up. And I need to know why.
It's a question that we both would like to know, but I don't think we're ever going to get the answer, because Steve Cohen has a love affair with David. I hate to say it like that, but because he wanted him all along. He's not going to fire him because that's the guy he wanted. So I don't think we're ever going to get an answer.
No.
But it's a very valid point. I always said if this is, and I've said this to you on your show. This is not Milwaukee. This is not Milwaukee. This is New York. I've said it on your show countless times. You can go back on the tape and rewind it. You and I are completely aligned with that. But this is completely on the Mendoza, the pitching. I mean, if the Mets do not address this, you know, the rotation, the bullpen, whatever, they don't address this pitching, they're going to be done. Will they even make? I mean, look, I know they're in a wild card spot, but I have no faith that this is going to hold up.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but yeah. I don't think it's going to hold up. And I'm going to get on the Yankees in a brief minute. But I'm the Mets, I mean, hello. Can they wake up now? I mean, like, do something. Because I have no faith that even the kids that they're calling up the wrong kids. So where are the reinforcements coming? Where are they?
Kevin,
they're not even calling up the right people.
I know. The reinforcements are Sproat and McLean. And by the way, Jonah Tong, just tonight, 5 1/3, only 2 hits, 1 earned run. He leads minor league baseball with 132 strikeouts, has a 1.71 ERA this season. Has David Stearns been watching these games?
I don't think he has. I've been watching all year. I've been watching every affiliate trying to see what, you know, And all I see every game, McLean, Tong, Sproat, those kids are ready. What are you waiting for? Enough with the service time crap. I hear about that all the time. Enough with the service time. They give you an extra draft pick to call up these, you know, to call up these kids and based on performances. Do it. Enough. I'm sick of this with the service time manipulation. That has to be like eliminated in the next CBA. Like, if they're good enough to be up, they need to be up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm leaving it at that with the Mets. But and I got a point about the Yankees for you in a brief second. But I will say that the Yankees really need a third baseman, because this guy, Vivas, I mean, we got to see Suarez in there, and we got to just, they got to get pitching. But I definitely think Yankees and the Mets both need to make some serious adjustments, because the way this is going for both teams, they're not going to make it at this rate.
Well, look.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Thanks for the call there. I appreciate that. And it's mind-numbing to me that after a full all-star break with every arm at his disposal in that bullpen, after yanking Manaea after a stress-free 69-pitch night, yet he stretched out to 73 at the minor league level, he goes out there and he's like, you know what? He's got his hand on his chin, and he's looking up and down the depth chart, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go with this guy with a 13.50 ERA. He's the one I want in this situation. Are you nuts? Are you nuts? I'm choking over nothing. I'm getting myself sick over this. Look, Jesus. I'm Daniel McCartan, and you know what? For both the Mets and the Yankees tonight, I am happy to talk about trade deadline acquisitions. Who's movable? Who's not movable? Who's untouchable? But, I mean, we've been doing that the past couple times I've been on, but, you know, maybe that player, is it Suarez, that can come to town, be a difference maker for the Mets or the Yankees, or both teams. But remember, you can't replace all of the players on the roster at the trade deadline. I'm Daniel McCartan, and I'm coming right back with which player, singular player, from each team, the Mets and the Yankees, which singular player needs to have a better second half if the team wants to take it deep into the fall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.